The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
In the first week of August, tens of thousands of people with RVs, campers, tents, and musical instruments descend on the city of Galax, population 7,014. They're continuing a tradition that began in the Galax High School Auditorium in the spring of 1935, a fundraiser for the then-new Moose Lodge. The convention long ago moved outdoors and expanded to fill a whole week. No one's been with the convention since the start, but 87-year-old Oscar Hall has been there for a good long time.
Well, I'm Oscar Hall. I've been with the Old Fiddler's Convention for 50 years this year.
When Hall started working at the convention, Lyndon Johnson was president of the United States, and the Beatles were still a new sensation.
There's a lot of changes been in 50 years in the style of music and everything. I'd like to keep it everything traditional myself. They try to get too fancy with some of it, you know, that it don't sound just right to me because I'm old-fashioned.
Hall collected money that first year, but eventually he got much more responsibility and led the Moose to create separate categories for bluegrass and old-time competitors and to add or revive instrument categories.
Well, I just seen the way things ought to be done, and I finally got my foot through the door and took advantage of it. Got to be the governor. I didn't have but one vote, but I could do a lot of suggestions, you know.
With power comes responsibility, and Hall inherited a lot of responsibility for the Fiddler's Convention. Fortunately for him, he had a good partner, Larmy Hall, his wife of 62 years.
They just brought everything and put it on the porch out there, them people that's running it at that time. And so there it is, it's yours. We didn't know what to do. She said, I'll try it. Registered everybody by a pencil, and she done it for 18 years. She had her place in there in that bedroom. She laid that legal pads, 13 of them, down on the bed. She'd go to the post office every day and get them and write it in.
The last year Hall's wife did that, she handled 2,400 registrations. She also kept track of the judges and scoring that determine who wins each category. But Larmy passed away in October.
But I wasn't out there much last year on account of my wife. I had to look after her. I took her out there a couple of times, but I shouldn't have, I don't guess. But I knowed she wanted to go when I took her.
When Larmy's health began to slip, their daughter, Doris Brown, stepped in, working on registration and scorekeeping and helping her father stuff the 900 envelopes that get mailed out to competitors every year.
If it hadn't been for my daughter, I'd have done had to quit when my wife got. She wasn't able to do it, but she growed up in it. She knowed what to do.
Rumors said Hall planned to quit after his 50th Fiddler's Convention. Now that the time has come, he seems to have changed his mind.
I don't know. Just depends on my health. Need to be doing something and part of my life. I'm not going to give it up till I have to. I'm going to keep hammering as long as I can. I mean, that keeps me going.
It's important, Hall says, for the right kind of person to have his job.
And you got to have somebody to run that thing over there and keep it going that's interested in old time and bluegrass music. Because they got to have a drive for the music to keep it alive and everything. You know, they don't want to see our tradition die. They want to keep it going.
This year's Old Fiddler's Convention, the 80th, goes through the early hours of August 9th. I'm Tim Thornton.